Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah, Mirtzei Hashem on pace to finish by Purim. We're only at the bottom of Chaf Beis and Mebeis, and the Gemara was in the middle of discussing different types of bowing that they used to do. There's something called Kida, which when a person put his face to the floor. There's something called Hachra, which is bending either at the knees or on the knees, seemingly they got on their knees. And Yishtachava was a person laid flat on the floor and spread out their hands and legs. And we brought smachta, essentially things in Pesukim that sound like that. That's what, you know, we defined what these things were based on the Pesukim. Now we're holding about to start a story with this, four lines up from the bottom. Levi achvi kida kmei the Rebbe v'itzlo. Levi demonstrated what kida was in front of Rebbe, and from that he dislocated his hip. Rashi explains over here that apparently kida worked, that a person balanced himself only on his thumbs, and then brought his face down to the floor. And if a person wouldn't be doing that carefully enough, he could hurt himself. Sounds pretty understandable. And that's Rashi says that he knocked out his hip bone. Baha kagarmale, Gemara says that's what caused him to become lame. He became really itla. That word means he became lame, unable to walk. I don't know if it means permanently or temporarily. We have a different statement. Rabbi Elazar said a person should not be sort of, I guess, they'd say chutzpahdik, really. Shouldn't say something to Hashem, a type of argument that is not lafi, the proper kavod. That's what that means. Shari adam gadol hitiach devarim klapi mala. Because he says there was a great person, and it's understood he's speaking about Levi, there's a great person, yeah, that did this, that spoke in a way that was inappropriate towards Hashem, the itla, and he became lame from it. Umanu Levi, and it's understood that that meant Levi. So the Gemara is asking, how could it be that this was the cause that he demonstrated Kida in front of Rebbe, that made him lame? We know it's not that. It's because he said something inappropriate towards Hashem. Rashi brings, this is a story in Maseches Tainis, that the words he said to Hashem were, Alisa lamarum ve'enata mashkiach habanecha. You've gone up on high, and you're not attentive to your children. Sounds like a pretty harsh thing to say. Obviously, it was done in a way of davening, in a way of begging for Hashem's mercy, but the Gemara seems to say that was still not appropriate. The Gemara is bringing as a kasha, which one caused him to become lame? Gemara says, ha v'ha garmalim. Must be the combination of both. And the way Rashi understands is because he did the first issue of saying this not coveting a thing towards Hashem, that put him in danger. And when the time of Sakana came, and the time he did this, attempted really to show off what this kida was, at that point he was in Sakana, and that the onish came then. Idea when a person is sakana, so then the sultan is mikatrig and all the veiras come up, and they can, you know, a person can suffer at that point. This is Gemara. Amar Chia bar Avin Chazino Abaye. Chia bar Avin says, "We saw, or I saw, Abaye. Yeah, the Rava. We saw them. Abaye and Rava. The Matzli Atzluy. This is going back a step. Really, we're talking about Tachin before. That they would just kind of turn on their side." They wouldn't fall on their face for Tachnun. And we're showing over here, despite being an Adam Chashev, we mentioned before, he shouldn't fall on his face. This apparently is okay. There is a Tosfos that learns in the previous Amid that, amongst other things over there, differently, that this Gemara is not going on that. This Gemara is going about the issue we talked about bowing on a stone floor. And the Gemara is pointing out that to lay down on the floor on one side, that was not Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim, not spreading out your hands and legs, is also okay. So I focus again, Rashi tells us how to learn what this is talking about. Continues the Gemara, quoting our Mishnah. B'yom Tov, Chamisha, B'yom Bikurim, Shisha, V'chule. Says, on Yom Tov, there were five aliyahs, Yom Kippur, six, and Shabbos, there were seven. Says the Gemara, Masisa Mani, who is the author of the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yishmael, V'lo Rabbi Akiva. It's neither Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. Raisa says, B'yom Tov, Chamisha, V'yom Kippurim, Shisha, V'Shabbos, Shiva. Raisa says, Yom Tov, five, Yom Kippurim, six, and Shabbos, seven. That part's fine, but then it says, Ein Pochsem Yehen, V'ein Mosifin Alein. That none of these days, Shabbos included, can you detract from any of those aliyahs or add any. Iver Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, B'yom Tov Chamisha, V'yom Kippurim Shiva, V'Shabbos Shisha. Rabbi Kiva disagrees very clearly with our mission. He says, that Yom Tov is five, on Yom Kippur is seven, and Shabbos is six. Ein Pochsem Mehen V'al Mosifin Aleihem. One does not detract. One could add on to them. Seemingly it's only talking about Shabbos, you could add on to them. So money. Who is this going to be? If it's Rabbi Yishmael, our Mishnah, then this is Shver because of Tosefis, because we hold in our Mishnah that you're allowed to add on aliyahs on Shabbos, and over here he's saying not. Here, Rabbi Akiva, If it's Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah, Kasha Shisha V'Shiva, he inverts the amount of liyas on Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Our Mishnah said that Yom Kippur has 6 and Shabbos has 7, and Rabbi Akiva goes the other way around. But he doesn't have the problem of Tosefta, seemingly, because he said you could add on Shabbos. Amar Rava, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, it's another Tanaic source of the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Bikurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, Ein Pochsin Mehen Avon Masif, and Alehem Divi Rabbi Shmuel. So the quote is said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel now, exactly as our Mishnah had it. The Yom Tov is 5, Yom Kippur is 6, Shabbos is 7, and you can add on Shabbos. But the difficulty is, Kashid Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel. It's a straight up stereo between this quote of Rabbi Shmuel and the previous one that said you cannot add on Shabbos. So we say, trade tonight, leave the Rabbi Shmuel. A common answer the Gemara will give, there's no other source to be able to figure out who this must be, two Tanaim that are quoting Rabbi Shmuel. This is the way they heard it in his name. Rabbi Shmuel didn't author this statement directly, but two different Tanaim quoted what he was saying. It must be the only answer. So we don't, in the end of the day, know what Rabbi Shmuel holds about adding on Aliyahs on Shabbos or not. But in some way, one of the Tanaim quoting him, we're assuming, is the author of our Mishnah. Gemara continues. Man Tana Laha de Tanya, who taught the following brisa? The Yom Tov Ma'achin Levom Maharin Letzis. On Yom Tov Shabbos, on Yom Tov Shachris morning, and you come to Shul, you come late. Now she explains that you have to be busy setting up everything for the Suda beforehand. You can cook on Yom Tov, so there are things to do on the day, that fresh food for the Suda. Yom Maharin Letzis, and you leave Shul quickly. We'll see what day that means. But you leave Shul quickly in some way because you have Simchas Yom Tov to get to. The Yom Kippurim and Maarin Levo. Yom Kippur, you come quickly. You don't have anything to prepare. Obviously, you're not going to eat in the day. Ma'achin Letzis, and you leave late. You know where to go. But Shabbos and Maarin Levo, and Shabbos, you come quickly. All the food is prepared from Erev Shabbos. Maarin Letzis, and then you also leave quickly to get to Oneg Shabbos. So, who is this? Lema Rebbe Kiva. The Isle Gavri Yisera. Let's assume this is Rebbe Kiva that holds that there's an extra Aliyah on Yom Kippur over Shabbos. So that's why Yom Kippur is the one that it says Ma'achon Letzis. You stay later. What's the staying later? It means that extra Aliyah. That's what the Gemara assumes, which is an interesting Havamim. The Gemara says back, seemingly an obvious answer. Afilu Tamei Rabbi Shmuel. Can you be Rabbi Shmuel? The Nafish Tidur Diomo. Yom Kippur is, you're coming late back from Shul on Yom Kippur because it's just a long davening in other ways. So, sorry, I don't know what that exactly the Havamim was. Maybe it's suggestive that not everywhere had such a long tefillah going on Yom Kippur, but that's kind of hard to understand because the Musaf Yom Kippur, at least, is in Yom Narayim, is definitely based on Chazal. So, not sure about that. That's Gemara. Hani Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva. These halachas you spoke about having three aliyahs on a regular day, having five aliyahs on Yom Tov, and seven on Shabbos, Kineged Mi. Who are they lined up with? Well, why make those numbers? Now, the Gemara had already talked about the three for a regular Torah laning day. Over here, it seems to be an additional reason on top of the Iker things we gave about Torah Nevi'im Kesuvim, Kohen Levi Yisrael, etc. And we're now asking also about why five on Yom Tov, why seven on Shabbos. So we say, Pligi Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nechmeni, Chadi Ime. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nechmeni and someone that was with him argued, Umanu, who was that one that was with him? Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. That's one version of who the people are in this machlokes. So Amrila, others say it was Shimon Ben Pazi v'Chadi Ime. Shimon Ben Pazi and one that was with him, Umanu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nechmeni, and who's that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nechmeni? Those come out the same two in the argument. Seemingly, it sounds like a little bit maybe the difference would be who was considered the sort of main person who was alongside him. I'm not sure. But come out the same people, though. But Amrila and other people say the machlokes was Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nechmeni, different person. Yeah? So in either event, Chad Amar Keneged Birkas Kohanim, Chad Amar Keneged Shlosha Shomrei Asach. One says it was Keneged Birkas Kohanim. That answers up 3, 5, and 7, because the first passing of Birkas Kohanim has three words, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha. Next one has 5, and the one after has 7. So the reason it was Keneged that, seemingly all the Kriyas of the Torah somehow relate to the bracha that Hashem is giving the Jewish people through the Kohanim. And another answer, V'chad Amar Keneged Shlosha Shomrei Saf, Chamisha Miroi Pnei Hamelech, Shiva Roi Pnei Hamelech. Yeah, it's a discussion in Rashi and Tosis where it is referring to, but at some point in Tanakh, Shlosha Shomrei Saf refers to that there are three people who were in some royal guard, in some way, guardians of the threshold. I translate it as Saf, we have that by in Chumash also, that meaning. So, and the five then means people who saw the house, the face of the king. And the seven were also people who saw the face of the king. Well, not, that was all of them. The five were more chashuv group, only five out of the seven. The theme of this answer, so to speak, seems to be that, and the way Rashi seems to explain it, that they made a sort of malchus type of thing that the Aliyahs would relate to. That's a kavod Torah, to have, we use numbers that are indicative of different groups that would see the kings, and that way, like, brings a certain Indian of malchus into Kriyas Hadar. This is the Gemara. Tani Rav Yosef. Yosef said, Gimel Chamisha V'Shiva Shlosha Shomer Esaf Chamisha Meroi Pnei HaMelech Shiva Meroi Pnei HaMelech. Rav Yosef seems to agree with what we just said, that second opinion. The three are the Shomer Esaf, the five are some of the people that saw the face of the king, the seven are all of those people. Amalei Abai. Abai said to him, Ad ha'idna mai tana lo p'tarishlon. Until now, why didn't you explain it to us, Mar? Why didn't you explain it to us? Amalei lo havi yadana d'tzarichsu le. I didn't realize you needed to know that, you know, that you were lacking this information. But maybe isu minai milso lo amir lechu. Have you ever asked something from me and I didn't tell you? Okay, interesting back and forth here. I'm not sure exactly what you get out of that fact, but Gemara is definitely indicating that whatever Rav Yosef would be asked, he would answer. And they hadn't asked this, so he hadn't told them until then. Says Gemara. Amale Yaakov mina l'Rav Yehuda. Tosus points out this can't mean Yaakov who was a min. Because a min meaning not because, because he wouldn't call him Yaakov, he wouldn't call him his name. Shem Rishayim Yirkov. We don't mention the names of Rishayim. So Yaakov has different gears over Yaakov Mitzah. But anyway, it's not an apikoros. Someone asked Rabbi Yehuda, "Ani shisha d'yom kippurim kineged mi? Where do you get the idea of six aliyahs by Yom Kippur?" Amalei kineged shisha she'amdu mi minu shel Ezra v'shisha mismolo. You find that there were six people that stood to both the right and the left of Ezra, and kineged that we have six aliyahs on Yom Kippur. Now, why is this particularly relevant to Yom Kippur? I don't know. I didn't see anybody talks about that, but certain remez, though. Ezra, at one point, was reading from a Sefer Torah that had been found that people were totally not affiliated, and he read it to whoever was around in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and so people should listen. Really, Beis HaMikdash wasn't, but, you know, the Beis HaMikdash that would be there. Again, why it's Shaykh Yom Kippur, I don't know. But the Gemara says, and lists the people from the pasuk. It says, "Vayamod Ezra Sofer." So it's Shenemar. Vayamod Ezra Sofer al Migdal Eitz. He stood on a tower of wood. Asher Asu Udavar, that had been made for this. I mean, they knew they were going to have Kriyas Hadar. Vayamod Etzlo. The following six people then stood next to him. Matisya Veshema Vaaniya Vuruya Vichilkia Umaseya. Those are the six. Sorry, that all Yamino. They're on his right. Umismolo and to his left. Pidoya Omishoyal Amalkiya Vikoshum Vikash Badona Zakharya Mishulam. Yeah, and those are the people there on his left. And that sounded like seven names if you're paying attention. So the Gemara says back, Hani Shivav, those are seven. Hainu Zakharya, Hainu Mishulam. Someone named Zakharya and someone named Mishulam are the same person. Vamai Karl Mishulam is really named Zakharya, so why do they call him Mishulam? The Mishlam Buvde. He was Shalim and the Rosh Hashem, seemingly his Maisim were all very perfect and whole. Tosus brings that the Gemara at no point asked about the four aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. Why not? He says the Gemara understood that the addition of having a Musaf in those days is enough to justify one more aliyah. What we're asking for over here is they have no increase beyond that in any sort of tefillahs, right? At least having to do with the morning service, you know, Shachar and Musaf, and yet you're adding aliyahs. That's what the Gemara is coming to find a makor for that. This is the Gemara, Tana Rabban. Hakol Olamin in Shiva. Everybody can be counted in the needed count of seven for every Shabbos for the Kriyas Torah. Bafilu Kotman, Bafilu Isha. Even a minor or a woman could. Aval Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, Isha lo tikka b'tar. A woman shouldn't get one of the years. She shouldn't read. Ne kavod sibur. It's not considered kavod sibur for a woman to go up there reading. I think this is the basis for some of the discussion about having a woman's minion and her reading only for other women, because seemingly there isn't really a sibur there that the kavod is not being honored. I'm saying either way, I know the discussion is somewhat comes from this over here. One could argue back that if there's no tzibur there, there's no Indian for them to do it at all. But I don't know, I'm not getting into that. But this is a makor one could bring in. Iboy Luhu, they asked the question. Maftir, the maftir as we know it, is the way we do things, you have seven aliyahs and then the maftir. Yeah, but mafti really just means whoever's finishing up the parsha. So ma'ash yael l'minyan shiva. Can he be counted as seven? He wants to know that exact point. Could he just have six other liyas and then the seventh person that finishes it is the mafti and then he reads the haftar? Does that work? Rav Huna Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. It's machlokas Rav Huna Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Chal amar ole, the chal amar ein ole. One says it does work. He does count as a seven. One says not. Ma'ad amar ole, the hakari. One says it would count as, well, he's reading, isn't he? Or someone nowadays is reading for him. It's a portion of the Torah that is read. Why shouldn't it count? Ma'ad amar ein ole, one says it does not count. Because the ula is like ula said. The amar ula, mimnei ma ha-mafti b'navi tzara sh'yikra b'tzara t'chilo. Why does the one getting the Mafter Aliyah then to read in Navi, right? Why is he the one, why does he need to have an Aliyah in Torah first? Inei Kavod Torah. It's a Kavod Torah thing. Yeah, we'll read in Rashi what that means. Came with the Mishum Kavod Torah who L'minyana Lo Salik. Being that his only reason he's going to read Psukim is for Kavod Torah, so he doesn't count for the count. Rashi understands that the idea of Kavod Torah over here is that people shouldn't think that the Kavod Torah, that the Kavod that's given to Torah and the Kavod given to Navi is the same thing. Yeah, so that's why they see this guy, you know, seven people, let's say, would be got Aliyahs in Torah, and then you have one guy get up there and get a separate Kavod just to be Navi, it doesn't look right. He has to first read in Torah, show about that, that's where the Iker Kavod is, and then he reads in Navi. But the point being, if he's covered in Torah, so he doesn't count in the Iker counting of the Kriyas of Torah, he's just reading it to take care of the Kavod, to counteract the threat that might have been there to the Kavod if he would just went straight to the Navi. Right, so the Gemara is understanding that, therefore, shouldn't be counted in the Minyan. There's a very interesting Tosafot over here. Really, the last two Tosafot on the page discuss how this works with our minhag today. so we don't count him, but we seem to count some people sometimes, like mincha on a fast day, mincha on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur. How that all works. How does our minhag fit in with all these Gemaras? But it's a very interesting discussion. So says the Gemara, Meisvei. We'll keep reading the last few lines. The Gemara challenges this idea. The Gemara says that the one who's reading from the Navi, the Maftir, can't be less than 21 psukim. We saw a Tosus earlier on that points out that this is only if it's not a Shalim Inyan, a whole Inyan. If it would be, it could much less than that. We have Haftaras that are far less than that. So we say that these 21 psukim are Keneged Shiva Shikar Vatara. Keneged, the three people that read in the Torah, each one have at least three psukim, so it's 21 at least. Misa, if it's true that this last person has to be reading, he's going to read from the Torah, and he has at least three psukim, there should be 24, right? Meaning, in this say, if he doesn't count in the minyan, right? If it's true that he doesn't count in the minyan, then there would be eight people that read in the Torah. If seven people counted in the minyan, then this last person doesn't actually have to read anything, so then the only amount that there has to have been read from the Torah is 21 psukim. But if the last guy, doesn't count in the minyan, that means there were seven people, and he had to read more, right? He has to read more because he has to read the Navi, so he has to read more in Torah. But there have to have been eight people then, per force, that read in Torah, so eight times three is going to be 24. So there's 24 psukim. Where it says, Kevin the Mishim Kavod Torah, who, Kenegdo Nami Lo Boy. Being that his reading, as we said, is only for Kavod Torah, you also don't need to do anything Kenegd his reading, i.e. the three more psukim in the Haftarah. Seder. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening.